think in terms of the way God presents things to us in order for us to understand what he wants us to do. You know, there are many human beings in the world who read scripture. They read different kinds of Bibles, and they read scripture, and but they read it and they interpret it of their own accord. And by this, what I'm saying is that they interpret it the way they think it should be, rather than asking Almighty God or someone in God's stead who has the authority to interpret scripture, to interpret it for them. And this is where the danger begins for most human beings. One of the reasons why the Catholic Church has never encouraged people to read scripture wholeheartedly, although they do encourage it, they encourage it very, very carefully, because it's important for us to understand that most people, when they read something, no matter what it is, they apply their own understanding to it. And by that I mean, as you know, you read something and you understand it the way you think it should be, according to what you perceive. The scripture is no different. When people read scripture, they apply the reasoning of what it means to their own understanding, and this is a natural thing for human beings to do. But it is a very, very dangerous thing to do as far as Scripture is concerned, because there is only one meaning for what Scripture is for us, and only God has that meaning. As the Church teaches us in its own way, it says, only the mind of the lawgiver can explain the law. And since God is the lawgiver, and God gave us all these books and all these laws, only God can explain what they really mean, because he's the only one who gives us the example. And many of the Scriptures that are written in a way that is called in parables, if you will, or in story form, so that there can be a number of meanings applied to them, but there's only one true meaning, and that meaning we must get from Almighty God. People say, well, why does God do it that way? Why is it so complicated? God does not make it complicated. He does it for only one reason. He wants us to go to him, to ask him to explain it to us. Of our own free will choice, he wants us to say, Lord, I don't really understand what this means. How do I apply this to my daily life? Explain it to me so that I can understand it. And then Almighty God, through Holy Mother of the Church, the true Catholic Church, will explain it to us, because only the Church has that authority to do so, according to the way God gave it the authority. And in today's Gospel, people have been wondering about this statement for many, many years, about this little while that Jesus speaks of. This statement was given to the apostles at the Last Supper. And he told them, a little while you will not see me, and a little while again and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. They didn't understand what it really meant, but in reality, what it really applies to is two separate incidents. The first one is when he dies on the cross, and he leaves them for 3 days, and he comes back, risen from the dead. The second time is when he ascends into heaven, and he leaves them, and he will see them again. He says, in a little while, I'll see you again. And he sees them again, he will see them again in his kingdom in heaven, after they leave this world and go to him. So it's important for us that this is what it applies to, but in order for us to understand the full meaning of it, we must understand what Jesus is telling us. This life is a very, very short test. And I've said this before, I'm going to say it again, because it applies to today's scripture especially. When God says, a little while, he's explaining in terms of time versus eternity. An individual is in this world for 150 years, let's say, even though now that's no longer possible, because God has shortened man's life to 120 years. Even if, let's say, 120 years, a person lives that long, say, boy, he's really old, he's lived a long time. But you compare that, what eternity is, and it's insignificant as far as the length of it is concerned, because it's so very, very small. When we are here, we can't imagine what eternity is like, because we have no experience as far as eternity is concerned, other than what God has told us through Scripture and through the teachings that he's given us through the Church. But when we get to eternity, and we are in eternity, and we are with God in heaven by his grace saving our souls while we were here, this life will seem like it was an illusion. Like it's a fading memory that never really, it happened, but it happens, it's not really pertinent, because our real purpose, our real life begins when we are in union with God in heaven for all eternity. Because that's the reason why he made us in the first place. We must understand it and see it in those terms. We are not made for this place. We are passing through this place. This is a place of testing. We come here for a very short period of time, and we are tested by our free will choices that we make. And the free will choices that we make determine where we spend our eternity. So we are in this place for the test. And it happens very, very quickly. Many of you understand what I'm talking about. When you look back at your life in retrospect and you see things the way they were, you say to yourself, you know, it's a very, very long period of time that I've been here. When you look back at it in retrospect, it seems like it was just gone. happens very, very quickly, because in reality, this is what time is. It is a very, very fleeting thing and happens very, very quickly before you realize that things that you plan on doing, well, I'll get to that tomorrow, I'll get to that next week, and before you know it, you're busy with other things, other obligations, and tomorrow and next week for that idea never really seems to materialize. So this is the same thing it is with our spiritual life as well. So you're saying to yourself, well, I'm going to do better, I'm going to spend more time thinking about my spiritual life, I'm going to spend more time thinking about eternity, I'm going to work towards having more control over myself, asking God for grace that I do so that I sin less and give better example to those that are around me. I'm going to do that, you know, soon. But we get so distracted by the things in this world that soon very, very rarely shows itself as far as those things are concerned. So we have to do it now. Almighty God has told us, now is the time to amend your life. St. Paul tells us, today is the day of salvation. Now is the time to amend your life. Put it up tomorrow, and tomorrow's never going to come as far as that aspect is concerned, because we're going to be too distracted with other things. We have to put it in the first place where it belongs. We are here, like I said, for a very short period of time. God created us with eternity in mind. He created us with the idea of spending eternity with Him and enjoying and sharing Him and His love and His beatific vision for all eternity, and that's why He made us in the first place. So we have to pass this test first. So while we are here, we are like in a foreign country, if you will. We're just passing.